At least 65 Democratic members of Congress are choosing not to attend tomorrow's inauguration. One of those lawmakers is Representative Pramila Jayapal. She's just succeeded Jim McDermott, representing the 7th District. Jayapal says there are a lot of reasons she will not be in D.C. tomorrow.
One is there's an expectation that the other side and President-elect Trump does not have to follow norms and traditions, but somehow everybody else is supposed to. And when I really thought about this and thought about what the inauguration meant and what I should be doing on that day, I felt like I should be right here with my constituents who are actually terrified, and I don't use that word lightly, about their place in this city and in this country. And I felt it was important for me to be here with them. So we're doing a roundtable with immigrant advocates, dreamers, undocumented immigrants, to really talk about what they're feeling and what the path forward might be. But I also want to say that I had a hard time imagining that I could stand up on the stage and celebrate the inauguration of somebody that I had hoped post-election would transition from being a very divisive candidate to being a unifying president and president-elect. And that has not happened, and we saw it in the way that he responded to John Lewis's announcement that he was not attending the inauguration. I think we should expect and demand much more. And really, in these days, I think what we're looking for is for this soon-to-be president to put to rest some of the questions around both moral and political legitimacy. So,
do you agree with Georgia Congressman John Lewis that Trump is not a legitimate president?
I think that he has a lot of questions that he needs to answer. If he wants to really make sure that everybody does not doubt his legitimacy, I think what he needs to do is release his tax returns, call for an independent investigation of foreign interference in our election. And I think then he also needs to think about the appointments that he is making and not continuing to appoint people who have, frankly, scandals in their backgrounds and, you know, have espoused views that are deeply disturbing to so many people. This is a serious issue, and I think that we're going to have a president who stands to be in violation of the Constitution.
I'm not quite putting words in your mouth, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, but it made news when Congressman Lewis said that Trump is not a legitimate president. And what I hear you saying is that without tax returns and better appointments and an investigation into possible Russian interference, he's not legitimate to you yet.
I think I have not gone as far as Congressman Lewis, and who I have tremendous respect for. I feel like Donald Trump was elected by the Electoral College, as much as some people might have wished for a different outcome. But what I believe is he can't take office with legitimacy in terms of how people see him and the ability for him to be effective. That's what I call moral legitimacy, unless he shows that he respects the Constitution that he is saying that he's going to protect and uphold. And we're just a couple of days away from the inauguration. He has not turned over his assets. He has not sold off his assets and put the proceeds into a blind trust. In fact, we don't even know what his full range of conflicts of interest might be. And to me, it's very important that we think about the symbolism of that even more than we think about the symbolism of any single person or group of people staying away from the election. But what I think, the fact that there are 60 people now, or over 60 people staying away from the inauguration, what that means is that hopefully it brings some attention to the work that he is going to have to do if he really wants to assume this office of the president with any moral and political authority.
Well, your predecessor in your office, Congressman Jim McDermott, had to make the same decision, and reflecting on whether he should attend George W. Bush's inauguration, he vigorously opposed Bush. McDermott said, quote, "You can disagree with somebody, but the presidency of the United States is an office I'm sworn to uphold and make it work for all Americans." Why do you not feel that you have that obligation as well?
Well, I don't think that this is about disagreeing with viewpoints or perspectives. I have disagreed with many viewpoints and perspectives and still been absolutely in favor of the process that brings people into office, and I still am. But what I do believe is that there are also traditions and norms that are expected of the person who's going to hold the highest office. And I think that this is unprecedented that somebody going into office would start with the level of conflicts of interest that this president has. And that is really where I think we should be focusing, is on the fact that this is, I don't think we've ever seen anything like it. And we can't pretend that the election or the level of three intelligence agencies coming together to say that there is proof that there was foreign interference in our election, or the fact that this president has, the president-elect has refused to release any of his tax returns, none of that is normal, and we can't normalize it.
We've been talking with U.S. Representative Pramila Jayapal, who will be in her district in Seattle instead of at this Friday's inauguration of Donald J. Trump. And if the next president is a Democrat, Congresswoman, will you care how many Republican Congress members show up at that inauguration?
I really don't in many ways. I really think it's up to each person to decide how to best discharge their duties as a Congress member. And for me, I think that paying attention to my constituents, being here for them, helping to forge a path forward, making sure I'm representing their interests is incredibly important. And so I'm honored that I'm going to be able to be here. I wish it were different. I wish we were not put in a situation by this president-elect to have to choose, frankly.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, representing Seattle, Edmonds, Burien, and Moore in the 7th District. Also skipping the inauguration, Congressman Adam Smith in the 9th, Tacoma, Bellevue, parts of Seattle.